I'm Scott Mudge, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. I've always found the early days of the church fascinating. It goes beyond those first days when the explosions of believers came to be. We often focus on the great wonders and teaching of those early days, but there were many challenges along the way as well. Structure changes needed to happen to ensure all the church responsibilities were handled, such as the need to take care of widows and orphans. And even though they lived in community, not all were on board with how things were handled. At the end of Acts chapter 4, we discover a man named Barnabas, who owns a tract of land and decided to sell it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Chapter 5 begins with the contrast of what Ananias and his wife decided to do with the land that they owned. The couple sells the tract of land, but decide together to lie about the sale price and keep a portion of the money gained from the sale for themselves in secret. And when they are confronted by Peter about the amount of money they were gifting the church, they both lie about the amount and fall dead. You can read about this account in Acts chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Now this seems like a harsh result, but the truth of the matter is, they didn't have to sell the land or give any of the proceeds to the church when they did. The issue was that they came together to deceive the church. Deceit was viewed as a serious transgression, impacting relationships and spiritual well-being. Ananias and his wife came up with this plan together, and it's the opposite of what Barnabas did. Their deceit in this matter would have circulated within the early church as a warning. So then, what was Ananias' motive? I'm sure that Barnabas received praise for his generosity. Perhaps Ananias and his wife were looking for that, or to increase their status and influence in the early church. These motives are still seen today. The act of deceit was much more than just an affront to the church community, but was primarily against God. Peter states, "You have not lied to men, but to God." This deceit was not a slight offense, but spiritually disastrous, as sin always is, and trust was completely violated. Deceit is a serious matter. In Proverbs chapter 6, there are 7 things listed that God finds detestable. Among those is a heart that devises wicked schemes, verse 18. A heart that devises wicked schemes. There is where the rubber meets the road. It comes out of a heart that is tainted with greed and selfishness and is calculating. I'm sure that Ananias and his wife thought their plan was foolproof and that they would get away with this deceitful act, but their calculations were incorrect. Walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Galatians 5:16. Father, continue to watch over us, and may the Holy Spirit continue to guide and teach us in your ways, that all we do, we would bring honor and glory to you. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast of the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website at zaccma.org.